This year, the Boise Train Depot turned 90 years old. The city has been holding tours to highlight the history of the depot. Two tours are set for this Sunday. Eric Scarsvo is a walking history of the depot. He's a Boise history and train buff who works with the Boise Parks and Recreation Department. He leads the Boise Depot tours and dresses in a full conductor's uniform to get into the spirit of the time period. He told me even though there had been trains coming to the area since the 1880s, the building of the depot was a very big event in Boise.
They started construction in August of 1924, and they finished it on April 1st, 1925. And on April 16th, 1925, the very first train rolled in. The entire city shut down. Everybody dressed in their finest. Everybody came from downtown, packed the platforms. Thousands of Boise residents were there. Before they even saw the first train, they heard the whistle from the locomotive, and it was reported by one of the spectators that the crowd almost lost their minds, almost went crazy at the sound of the first train whistle, even before they saw the train. Huge parade was held in downtown, floats, and they had bands at the park, all day, all night celebration, the very first train coming into Boise. I don't think after April 16th, 1925, that the entire city of Boise turned out to one location and shut down ever. So it was pretty unique to have that happen in Boise. So that's how important the depot was to the city and to the people in downtown.
How important is the depot to Boise, to the city, and what happened after?
Once the depot was completed, it brought in transcontinental rail service from Salt Lake, Portland. Now you could take a train from Salt Lake and further and come straight into downtown Boise. At one time, from the 30s and through the 50s and the 60s, we had six passenger trains a day, three from each direction, east and west. The engines would be sitting on the Vista Bridge, and the end of the train would be all the way down on Peasley Street at the end of the brick platform. So a very long train. These trains were literally a rolling city. You could do everything on this train. You could get a haircut. You get a shave. You could send a message. It had its own radio communication on the train. Eat, sleep. It was the lifeblood of the nation and of the cities. Brought in mail and passengers. I heard at one time the Queen of England was actually on the Union Pacific train in Boise. She did not get off, but she was parked out toward the Vista Bridge on her car, and people lined up and they could see her in the car. So really put Boise on the map. Also, because the depot was built with that mission-style Spanish architecture, that set off a flare in Boise of building mission-style buildings. We've got buildings in downtown. One of them is the old Chicago restaurant. That was all built in that same period there.
How long was the depot active? How long were trains coming in and out of there?
From 1925, from the very first train coming in, all the way until 1971. Union Pacific, then after 1971, shut down all passenger service. In 1974, the railroad was placed on the National Register of Historic Places. And Amtrak's Pioneer Limited started operating from Salt Lake to Seattle via Boise. We had Amtrak from 77 until 97. Finally, in 97, Amtrak said, we're done with this area, and they shut down all passenger service. And since 97, we have not had one revenue train in Boise, in this area of Idaho. They said, no more. And that was it.
What does the depot mean to you? You're in there, you're doing tours, you're celebrating the history. What do you think of when you're in there?
It's not just an event center now, and it's not just a beautiful building on a hill. Because of this depot and the train service that the depot provided really made Boise grow. Even though we had the train service before, back in 1895 in downtown, this depot here brought in transcontinental rail service from New York to L.A. to Portland. You could come through Boise all the way from Chicago into Boise now. And with these tours, we're bringing the past back to life.
Eric Scarsvo is with the Boise Parks and Recreation Department. He'll give two free tours of the depot this Sunday, complete with a full history of the building. Parks and Rec is planning a Christmas open house at the depot on December 12th. The building will be decorated, and special events are planned to kick off the Christmas season.